where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The unseasonably warm weather won't be sticking around very long. The mercury surpassed 19 Celsius this afternoon, smashing the previous record for February 27th, which was 13.6, set in 2000. Tomorrow, the temperature is forecast to plummet to minus 4 in the afternoon, with showers or flurries possible. This is thanks to an Arctic air mass following a cold front. Thursday's high is going to be minus 1, with sunny skies. No injuries are reported after a fire last night in Mitten Village. Emergency crews responded to a multi-use building on Mitten Street near George just before 8:30. Public Education Officer Mike Otis says firefighters arrived to find a fire in the stairwell. Two people were rescued from the upstairs apartment windows and one from the rooftop. He says the cause is under investigation.
Fire marshal's been called, and Sarnia PD and fire marshal will both be on scene, as well as our investigators.
Damage is estimated at around $150,000. A GoFundMe page has been launched to help a Corunna family after a devastating fire on the weekend. The St. Clair Township Fire Department responded to a fire on Bentnick Drive just before 9 on Sunday morning. Fire officials say the blaze began at the exterior of the garage and made its way up to the roof. Damage is estimated at around $300,000. Family friend and neighbor Tara Lindsay is hoping to raise $25,000 to help Chuck and Jess Edgar and their two young children.
They're really good people, and yeah, seeing something like this happen to them, it's just heartbreaking.
Lindsay says the money raised is going to help the family purchase the essentials, including clothing. A link to the GoFundMe page is posted to our website. Miles Vanney says in his 19 years with the Inn of the Good Shepherd, he's never seen the need reach this level before. The food bank sees about 2,200 people every month, and donations are down about 20%. He spoke about the local situation during the Golden K Kiwanis Club meeting this morning.
We're seeing people now that we've never seen before, and it's people who would be managing to make ends meet, you know, paycheck to paycheck. You know, they've got two or three part-time jobs to manage it, and they were getting by.
Other programs have also gone up in demand. Vanny says the soup kitchen sees about 95 people every day, and for some, that may be the only hot meal they get. A 44-year-old Bayfield man has been charged with 8 offenses after London police stopped an impaired driver in the east end of the city on Sunday and found a gun. Police say the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed and repeatedly crossing over the center line in the area of Gore Road and Montebello Drive around 10:45. The vehicle was pulled over, and after the driver was arrested, officers found a 9mm rifle and 10 rounds of 9mm ammunition. And a plan to relocate and reopen a section of the Talbot Trail has been approved by Chatham-Kent Council. Councillors unanimously approved Phase 1 of the plan on Monday. It'll see $4 million spent constructing a new two-lane road from Ellerbeck Road to Stevenson Road, which had been closed since 2019 due to shoreline erosion. Mainly cloudy tonight, showers this evening and a risk of a thunderstorm, low 10 degrees. Showers changing to flurries near noon tomorrow, risk of a thunderstorm early in the morning, temperature falling to minus 3 in the afternoon, with the wind chill reaching minus 11. Sunny on Thursday, high minus 1, and mainly sunny Friday, high 6 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.